Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 7, 13 to 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. My theme for reflection is the gate you did not know you were choosing. The gate you did not know you were choosing. Have you ever stood in front of two doors, one clearly marked easy with flashing lights and the other hard with a squeaky hinge and no welcome mat? If you are like most people, your brain says, take the easy one. But Jesus in Matthew 7, 13 to 14 points to the less inviting entrance and says, that is where real life is. It is the divine twist no marketing agency would approve. The good life comes through the narrow gate. But here is the problem. Most of us understand what makes it narrow. We imagine a grilling climb of religious perfection where God keeps score and only the flawless slip through. Yet the whole Sermon on the Mount shows something deeper. The narrow way is not about how flawless you behave in public, but about whether your heart has been reshaped to love as God loves. The wide path Jesus wants can be paved with both immorality and self-righteousness, anything that keeps you from genuine love and transformation. Paul's concern with the Galatians echoes this. The law, though holy and good, was never meant to be the destination, only a guide. When we turn it into the source of our worth or the proof of our belonging, we have taken a detour onto the broad way. Jesus' narrow gate, by contrast, requires that we not just keep the rules, but let God rewire our hearts so we can truly forgive, reconcile, and love even the most difficult people. As Jonathan Pennington observes, the narrow way is a righteousness that requires deep roots and the exposure of one's whole person to God, true virtue. The difficulty then is not in jumping through impossible hoops. It is in surrendering our pride, dismantling the contempt we harbor, and letting God strip away the layers we use to protect our egos. That is the part we resist. The wide road is easier precisely because it allows us to look spiritual without becoming humble, to keep control while pretending obedience. And yet Jesus insists the narrow path leads to life. Not just life someday in the new creation, but life now, shalom, the deep rest of a clean conscience, restored relationships, and the joy of walking without hidden malice. Yes, this path sometimes means misunderstanding, rejection, or suffering. It is why the Greek word for narrow carries connotations of pressure and trouble. But even in the pressure, we find a light yoke because Christ himself walks it with us. The choice of gates is not a once-in-a-lifetime decision. It is an everyday choice. With each conversation, each hidden thought, each opportunity to forgive, we step toward one gate or the other. Some days the wide gate will look more appealing, especially when the narrow one demands an apology we don't want to give, generosity we would rather not extend, or truth we fear will cost us. But the more we choose the narrow gate, the freer we become. As C.S. Lewis put it in Mere Christianity, the Christian way is different, harder, and easier. Christ says, give me all. I don't want so much of your time and so much of your money and so much of your work. I want you. That is the narrow way. Hard, because it costs everything. Easy, because it gives more than it takes. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, Where in your life might you be walking the wide road of outward compliance but inward resistance to God's transforming love? Number two, what is one relationship or attitude that God might be asking you to reorient toward his way of reconciliation? And now our practical exercise. Today, choose one small but concrete act of love towards someone you might normally avoid, judge, or overlook. Let it be your step through the narrow gate for this day. Lord Jesus, you are the narrow gate and the path to life. We confess how easily we settle for the wide road that demands less of us but leaves our hearts unchanged. Teach us to love with your love, to release our pride and to choose your way daily. Give us courage to endure the pressures of this path and the joy that comes from walking it with you. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.